Hi, thanks for listening to the Marlins Daily Rewind Podcast. For those Fish Family fans listening today, pick up 20 points with the bonus code Alligator Alley. To learn more about the Marlins fan loyalty program, go to marlins.com/fishfamily. Today, the Marlins play in Tampa Bay to continue the Citrus Series, but yesterday the two teams squared off just after noon in Miami, and Glenn Geffner has your rewind.
Well, the Marlins dug themselves an early hole, and they couldn't quite climb all the way out today. They fall to Tampa Bay 4-3. Miami settles for a 2-3 record on this five-game homestand and a split of these two games here at Marlins Park against the Rays. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Metro PCS is wireless figured out. If you switch to Metro PCS now, you get two free 4G LTE smartphones from leading brands like Samsung and LG. Sales tax not included. Tom Kohler pitched against Jake Odorizzi in this ball game, and the Rays would strike first in inning number two. Logan Morrison, who had a good day at the plate, led off with a single. He stole second base, went to third when Corey Dickerson lined out to center field. But Kohler came back to strike out the number eight man, Hank Conger. So there were two outs, runner at third. Kohler could escape unscored upon if he could get the pitcher, Jake Odorizzi, who was hitless in eight previous Major League at-bats.
And here's a line drive, base hit to right field, and it gets behind Stanton. Odorizzi drives in a run, 1-0, Tampa Bay.
His first Major League hit, his second ever RBI, and the Rays had the lead. Odorizzi made that lead stand up. Then in the fourth, Tampa Bay able to extend the advantage. Again, the bottom part of the batting order coming through against Tom Kohler. Kohler, who walked five for the third consecutive start, walked Logan Morrison with one out in that fourth inning. Lomo went to third base and a double by Dickerson. So again, here we were with two men in scoring position, second and third, one out. The number eight man at the plate, Hank Conger, who Kohler had struck out in the second, but he couldn't get him in the fourth. 0-2 pitch, line past four into right field. Conger comes through with his second RBI of the year, now make it three RBIs on the year, because not only does Morrison score, but Dickerson's in from second. Hank Conger, the number eight man, delivers, and it's 3-0 Rays. He was hitting 157 in 51 at-bats coming in, had only one RBI all season, but Conger came up with a big two-run single, and the Rays had a 3-0 lead in the fourth. It would stay that way until inning number six. Odorizzi went five, two hits, no runs, walked three, struck out seven, left after 107 pitches, 68 strikes. The Marlins starter, Tom Kohler, also done after five today. Three runs, six hits. He walked five, struck out six, under two pitches, 62 strikes for TK. After Dustin McGowan struck out two in a scoreless top of the sixth, the Marlins got to the Rays' bullpen in the bottom of the inning with Eni Romero, the lefty, into the ballgame. First man he faced, Giancarlo Stanton.
The 0-1 to Stanton, and Stanton hits a bomb to left center. Way back near the Clevelander, it is up, up, and away, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard.
So Stanton, who has been having better at-bats lately as he works his way out of this prolonged slump, hits his first home run since a week ago Sunday in Washington, and we continue to see more and more reasons for encouragement from Giancarlo. That home run is 12th of the season. RBI number 26. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins had a run. They were down 3-1. Marcelo Ozuna then followed with a double. Oso went 2-for-3, two doubles, a walk today. He ran his on-base streak to 31 consecutive games. So the Marlins had something working in the sixth. A run in on the Stanton home run. Ozuna at second. Still nobody out for Derek Dietrich.
So Dietrich stays in against the left-hander. Ozuna out there at second base, nobody out, and Dietrich singles through the open left side. Coming to third and being held, now being waved, is Ozuna, and he will slide and score.
So Derek Dietrich delivered his second hit in the game, his 17th RBI of the year, and it was suddenly a one-run contest. The Rays 3 and the Marlins 2. Brian Morris out there to pitch the top of the seventh. He walked the first man, Brad Miller. After Evan Longoria popped to third, Miller stole second, and he went to third when JT Realmuto's throw got through the legs of Derek Dietrich out into center field. A stolen base and an E2, so a man at third base with one out for second baseman Steve Pierce. 2-1 pitch to Pierce is pulled sharply. Fair hits the third base bag, shoots into left field for a hit. Miller scores, digging for second base. Pierce, Ichiro's throw, and he is out at second base. Ichiro shows off the arm in left. So an RBI for Pierce, but he's gunned down 7-4. Morris would then strike out Steven Souza Jr. to get through the seventh. Marlins down 4-2. The Rays brought Xavier Cedeno into the game for the eighth inning. He allowed a two-out hit to Justin Bour, but that was all. And this one, that was in the seventh inning. I think I might have said the eighth inning. Got us then to the eighth inning. Cedeno still in the game with the Rays up by a couple. The leadoff man, Marcelo Ozuna, doubled. So the Marlins got the tying man to the plate. Derek Dietrich then lifted a pop-up into very short left center field. The shortstop, Miller, went out there, had to go off his glove. Ball fell. It was an E6. Ozuna had to stay at second base, so the Marlins had the tying man on with nobody out in the eighth inning. At that point, Kevin Cash, the Rays manager, brought his closer, Alex Colome, into the ballgame. Colome induced a 6-4-3 double play ball off the bat of JT Realmuto. So there were two outs with Ozuna at third, and the Marlins' eighth was up to Adani Echevarria. So Ozuna's at third, two down. Now it's up to Echevarria, who's 0-for-3 in this one. He had a big hit in the eighth inning last night, and he lines one towards short over Miller. Base hit. It's a one-run game. Ozuna scores on Echevarria's first hit of the day, drives in his 12th of the year. So Adani Echevarria delivers, but pinch hitter Miguel Rojas flew out to center field, ending the eighth inning. Marlins down to their final three outs in the ninth. Colome looking for a two-inning save, and he got it because Ichiro hit a comebacker to start the inning. He was out 1-3. He had been so red hot coming in, but he goes 0-for-5 today. Martin Prado then took a disputed pitch for a called third strike. And when Justin Bour did the exact same thing, took a disputed pitch for a called third strike, this one belonged to the Rays. For Tampa Bay, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 8 men left. For Miami, 3 runs on 8 hits. Marlins made 1 error and stranded 9. Jake Odorizzi wins his second start in a row. He's 2-2. Tom Kohler, the loser, he's 2-5. Alex Colome, save number 12. Time of the game was 3 hours, 21 minutes, and a crowd of 23,709 was here at Marlins Park to see it. The Rays, with the win, go 5-3 on their road trip. They won 3 straight in Toronto, lost the final 2 games of a 3-game series in Detroit, and now split a pair here at Marlins Park. They head home for the next 5, 2 against the Marlins tomorrow night and Thursday afternoon, and then 3 against the Yankees. The Rays are 21-22, now 11-11 on the road. As for the Marlins, they fall to 23-22 on the season. Now 10-13 at Marlins Park. Miami goes 2-3 on the homestand. Marlins have won 18 of their last 29. They had won 9 of the last 14 here at home, but again, they fall to the Rays 4-3 on this Tuesday afternoon.
Justin Nicolino won his first 2 major league decisions of 2016. He's dropped his last 2, though, to the Nationals on both occasions. He makes start number 6 tonight at 7:10 from the Trop. Subscribe to the Marlins podcast page to rewind Nicolino's start tomorrow. And tonight, listen to Dave, Glenn, and Kyle starting at 6:40 on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.